Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here's your host, Dave Woodward.
Hi, and welcome again to ClickFunnels Radio Podcast. I'm your host, Dave Woodward, and I'm super excited to have Stephen Esketsis here on the phone with us today.
Hey, Dave.
How are you, bud?
Yeah, good.
So glad to have you. I know you're out in New Zealand area right now, and are you still out there? I don't know if you're always traveling around the world every time I seem to catch up with you.
Yeah, it's been a bit crazy. I just came back from Hong Kong over the New Year's period, so now I'm back in Melbourne, Australia, so back home.
Back to Australia. I keep saying New Zealand. You're in Australia. My mistake. Anyways, I want to let everyone know kind of who Stephen is. If you don't already know, Stephen's the head of content marketing here at ClickFunnels. But that's just barely scratching the surface of the serial entrepreneur that he actually is. I first met Stephen at one of our ClickFunnels events in Boise and was shocked to find out how young he was, but more importantly, everything that he's accomplished in a short period of time. He's one of those go-getter guys who's always out there building businesses and making money online and has been doing it for quite some time. And so with that, Stephen, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself a little bit better and tell other people more about who you are and why we're going to be on here today.
Yeah, so yeah, as Dave said, Stephen Esketsis from Melbourne, Australia. I've been working in the whole online marketing arena for about three years now, and started out just, I sort of stumbled into it like everyone else. I initially had an iPhone app which I tried to promote and found out online marketing was a great way to do that, and then sort of moved from the whole app industry straight into online marketing. I started learning about sales funnels as well, got onto ClickFunnels, and then started leveraging that to grow my business and started working with helping people build their funnels. And I built a couple of funnels for myself and realized and saw how profitable it all was and started growing from there. And then it just sort of took off. One thing led to another. I ended up winding up with ClickFunnels, helping them build their content marketing strategy. And yeah, I guess the rest is history.
It is indeed. In fact, I want to talk quite a bit about the whole content piece because it's one of those things a lot of people, Stephen, don't understand. So tell me exactly, how is it that you're able to, when you're out there looking at content, how important is content and where do you find topics and things? I mean, if you go ahead and take a look at, you know, blog.clickfunnels.com, you've got just amazing content out there. So how do you do it?
Yeah, so there's a lot, I guess, that comes into it. You've really got to sort of map out your content. Initially, what I like to do is cover a lot of the fundamentals. So when you think about what your audience is interested in, number one, you've got to have an audience avatar, a customer avatar in mind. So who's that person? What are they interested in? Where do they hang out? Go really deep in your customer avatar, find out who they are, what they do, what they like. And then it's sort of building that content and building that relationship with them. So if you were that person, what would you be interested in? And if it's something that you would actually sit down and spend time reading, or is it something that you just scroll past in a Facebook newsfeed? So they're the sort of questions I ask when I'm writing content or coming up with topics and planning them out. So they're some of the key things that you need to work on. And like creating a blog for a business in general, it can be very profitable because you can build a blog, you draw eyeballs, you're building a relationship, you're creating that rapport. And that all personifies a business. It's not just a business that's black and white, hidden, you don't know who's doing anything. You're really building a relationship with your readers. So I think that's a blog can be a very profitable part of their business. You see other companies like Neil Patel's got Crazy Egg and Kiss Metrics. You see HubSpot. You see a lot of the big guys are now focusing on blogging really to build that connection because it's just eyeballs back and forth to your company.
Well, that relationship is one of the main things we're always focused on, is trying to find a better way of building a stronger relationship with our customers and our potential customers. I know one of the problems a lot of bloggers seem to have is a lot of times the blogs are just super, super short. Yours are real pretty in-depth. If you haven't, again, go to blog.clickfunnels.com. Your articles are pretty huge. How do you provide that much content and how much time does this really take?
Yeah, so it does take a little while. In the beginning, it took hours and hours and hours and hours. And now I've sort of trying to systemize it more where I can map out my topics, map out what I want to say, and put an article together within about 4 hours, 5 hours sometimes. It really depends on what the topic is. If I'm really vibing with the topic, I can start writing it out. People usually compare it to like writing an essay when you did back at school or something like that, but it's quite different because when you're writing something you enjoy and you know about, it sort of just flows. And I think that's really valuable because then you know you're enjoying what you're writing and people are going to enjoy what they're writing too. So, I mean, there's a few things. Like, I'll go through what I look for in a post that does really well is I like to sort of keep them a little longer as well because it's good for your SEO. So when people are searching organically on Google, it helps pick them up. And it's been proven that longer posts between 1,500 words and 2,500 words usually perform better. And then you've also got to bring in some links and some backlinks and things like that for SEO purposes. But the main thing is that it's actually engaging. There's no point writing content just to have keywords in there, just to have links, just to have photos, if no one's actually going to enjoy it. So you want to actually make sure it's engaging, it's interesting, adding some personality to it, so speaking in you and I, rather than just saying this is this and this is that. You want to actually make it a conversation between you and the reader.
I love that. Tell us, give us some more tips. Again, you're a great writer. I love reading your posts. But if a person's not a real good writer, what do they do?
Yeah, so look, I don't know if it's about being a really good writer or not. It's more about just connecting with your audience. If you're even a good public speaker, if you're even just good speaking with people that are interested in what you've got to say, just start writing. I mean, the good thing is no one's marking your work, really. It's more just speaking to your audience, speaking to people that are going to be interested in what you've got out. Initially, the hardest part is just to start writing. So I'd recommend starting out just writing, thinking of some topics. Like I said, start number one by building your customer avatar. Who is going to be reading this? What are they interested in? And then start mapping it out from there, finding out what the pain points are and things like that so you can start addressing some of those problems in your blog posts. I mean, there's lots of headline copywriting tricks as well. And again, I'm not a really heavy copywriter, so I'm not someone that can really just write copy off the bat like that. It takes me a while to do that. But with blogging, I can just sort of write with a bit of personality, like a bit of a conversational tone, and it really connects with the audience, which is great.
I love that. Thanks. Those are great, great points. So tell me, what's the value to a website for having a blog on there?
Well, there's a few. So the first one is it generates, obviously, leads for your customers and things like that because you're bringing fresh new faces, people interested in the topics that you're writing about, which will obviously be related to whatever you're selling. And that's one thing. Number two is that you're building a community. So the funny thing is when you build a blog, it doesn't only just increase your email list if you're using your email list building strategies with the blog, but it actually just builds an audience or a community. So what will happen is over time, as people start enjoying your content, they'll know it's coming out on X day. So you might have content coming out every Tuesday or every day or once a week. So they'll be coming back and you won't have to send out that email blast saying, this is my new post that just came out. They'll just be coming back naturally because you've built that relationship up. So then when you want to launch something or do a launch promo of a webinar or a product or a membership site, whatever it might be, you've already got that community there. And that's, I think, what's going to be most valuable is building that rapport with the actual person again. So having that website and having a blog attached to it is really what you're doing. You're building, it's a relationship builder. That's what I usually like to refer to it as because that's what it does. That's the function for it on your website. And I think that's invaluable. And it also brings like a whole lot of backlinks. So your website SEO will go up and it sort of just opens a lot of doors. I mean, even for networking, if you're going to be networking with other people in the industry, a blog's a great way to do that because you can offer guest posting opportunities. So saying, look, how about I give a post on yours and you come and write on mine? It's really got unlimited potential.
Oh, that's really cool. So tell me, how do you monetize it? I mean, how do I make money? Bottom line, that's what everyone always asks is, how do I actually make money on this thing?
So there's a few different ways to do it. One way is doing affiliate marketing. So you can promote products that your audience likes. So if you're running a health blog, for example, you can promote a supplement and you can receive a commission off every sale that's made. Another way to do that is to build your email list, building that rapport, and then obviously selling a product or service through an email follow-up sequence. So you can say, look, whether it's an affiliate product, something that you're recommending, or your own that you've built and put together with a developer, you can sell that through an email sequence. So say, hey, this is the X, Y, and Z tool that we just developed. If you'd like to hear more, and just create an actual sequence that sells that, or a membership site, or whatever other product service you've got, a blog is actually really good because it shows you're an authority. It's a really good positioning tool as well. So not only the relationship builder, but it positions you as an expert if you start blogging a lot. And that can be really good. And I mean, there's different types of blogs. So you don't have to just do writing. You can do a video blog. You can do a whole lot of different. You can do an Instagram account where you take photos all the time. And that's another form of blogging. So I obviously enjoy writing. But if you want to become a video blogger, or a lot of people just reuse and, I guess, reanimate their content in different ways so they can really reach their audience. but monetizing it can be done. So we had affiliate, we had through your email sequence. You can also, if you get enough traffic, advertise on the blog as well. So you can ask for, we'll put your banner here and you can pay this much money. And what you can do these days as well, if you get a bit more advanced and technical, is you can retarget people that visit your blog. So if I have 1,000 people that visit my blog today, then I can show them an ad in their Facebook, Google, Display Network, all these different news feeds based on them visiting my website. So, for example, I can promote another affiliate product using that technique as well.
That is really cool. And I do want to spend some time talking here about the affiliate side of it, because a lot of people don't understand or know that Steven actually is one of our top three affiliates, a guy who came out of nowhere with no list and is actually one of ClickFunnels' top affiliates. So explain to us exactly how you've been able to do that.
Yeah, it's been pretty interesting. I mean, my email list, I think, consists of about 500 people. So nowhere near some of the other guys that have promoted, like, ClickFunnels. I know, like, I think we had John Lee Dumas promoting, and obviously he's crushing it and has a massive email list. And one thing that I used with mine was blogging. Obviously, I wrote an article, and that helped sort of give people information about the product. But another one was, so I've been blogging for a while on my website, and that was stephenescetsis.com, and I've also got a podcast as well. So I'm sort of trying to practice what I preach with the whole blogging side and providing all this value about internet marketing. So when it comes to advertising, and I was talking about retargeting a moment ago, that I can retarget these people with offers like ClickFunnels as well. So I've obviously got a bit of experience in the funnel building and the advertising as well. So I use my blog as the machine to start promoting things like ClickFunnels too. So with my retargeting, my Facebook ad experience, what I did was I put a couple of campaigns out there. I started targeting people with like-minded interests in ClickFunnels. So people like, obviously, Russell Brunson, Ryan Dice, Frank Kern, all these sort of guys within the internet marketing industry, and people that I think would also, who follow these people, would also be interested in using ClickFunnels. And then you sort of build that persona and you start launching ads out there and you start incentivizing them to take trials with ClickFunnels. So what I would do is there's obviously competitors in the industry. So one angle I took on some of my ads was I said, look, this is ClickFunnels versus lead pages. And I sort of did a bit of a comparison of the two. And obviously when you put this ad or this picture in front of people who actually know and recognize the two logos, then they'll say, wow, what is this? Like, what is the comparison? Why is it better? Why is it worse? And then obviously that got clicks and people started taking up the trial, and I've sort of been pushing that campaign a bit as well. So that was one of the main drivers of how I positioned myself to get a high affiliate and the ClickFunnels affiliate team, which was exciting. So yeah, it's been great.
Yeah, I mean, I think the amazing part is you've won our top prize as not only $500 for a car, but $1,000 for a car for a guy who doesn't even have a car. So... Congratulations. Yeah, I'm super excited. And I get, people are always asking me, obviously, as I'm running a lot of the biz dev stuff on our side, people ask me all the time, how in the world does he do it? What's he actually doing? And I think, again, you went through it real fast. And again, I hope people can kind of go back and listen to this again. But Stephen, I think the part people have to understand is you had a list of 500 people.
And that's now. So I don't know. Last year, I probably had like 150 or 200.
So that means that more than 2 to 3 times the amount of people who were on your list have bought ClickFunnels. So.
It's pretty funny. When you put it that way, it is quite funny. Building my list is one thing this year I'm focusing on doing actually properly. But it just shows you, I mean, if you go into affiliate marketing, like more in depth, so I'm talking about affiliate marketers who actually do this for a living and spend thousands of dollars every day on paid traffic and then have an offer which might be a supplement or something like that. And they actually do affiliate marketing as a job rather than just doing affiliate marketing like I am for ClickFunnels or for something else. A lot of these guys do it full time, and there's communities out there that do it. So I've learned a lot from them. And on my podcast, I've interviewed them as well, and I've learned a lot of strategies about how they use it, because what they do is they don't actually focus on list building. They just focus on the sale and their numbers. So they know if they spend $1.50 in ads that driving to this landing page before the offer that's proven to convert, they know they're going to make this much money. And then they scale those campaigns. So I've taken a lot of their strategies and sort of brought it into the online marketing world. And I think that's key. I mean, it's not just one campaign that's going to make or break you being a good affiliate. It's taking a lot of ideas from different industries and bringing it into your own. And that's where you've got that point of difference. I think that's going to be one of the key things going into this year, where a lot of people just see what others are doing and they try to copy it and imitate it. But if you really want to hit that high level affiliate marketing and break away from the crowd, you've got to start bringing in some new ideas and strategies from other industries where people just aren't looking. So sort of just thinking outside the box.
I think that's awesome. I know obviously this is about funnels and things, and you've built quite a few of them. Tell me some of the funnels that you've built or what you're building now, what's working, and what are some of the things you're looking to really do in 2016?
Yeah, so one really exciting project I've got going, which I'll be launching very shortly. And again, this will also help my affiliate marketing, but it'll also, what I want to focus on is building my email list. And one thing that's going to be really huge is I've actually built a funnel builder. So funnel builder, not in the sense of ClickFunnels where you're actually building a funnel, but the problem a lot of people have is when they get into the whole funnel arena is they just don't know what a funnel is. They struggle with understanding what it is and how it works. So what I've put together is a sales funnel builder where they select from a whole bunch of funnels that I've already built for them. So funnels top to bottom, things like free plus shipping funnels, opt-in funnels, membership funnels, all of them, you name it. So I've put together about 7 or 8, and then they go through about 7 or 8 steps where they actually build their funnel. So they say, I want this lead magnet, I want this email sequence, I want this funnel, I want this training to show me how to do traffic, all of this. So they'll go through these steps, and then at the end, they'll receive an opt-in form where they can sign up to my email list, and they'll get this customized funnel built for them. So they'll receive what's called a share funnel through ClickFunnels, where they can just pop it into their account completely for free, along with all these other resources that they'll have chosen. And hopefully that will give them a bit more guidance and training and everything like that to get them off on the right foot to building their sales funnel. So that's one thing which I'm launching this year.
That is very cool. So I just want to make sure I understood exactly what you're talking about there, that you've already gone out and you've built 6, 7, 8 different types of funnels.
Yep.
And now you're offering them to opt into your list. You'll provide them those funnels, which is going to be through a share funnel. So on the share funnel, basically, they opt into your list. You, through ClickFunnels, basically share it directly into their account.
Yep.
And now it's already in there and they can start implementing that right away.
Correct. So they'll have the free funnel. And usually, I mean, you know how much funnels go for. They're very expensive to have them customized. So for this, you've got literally thousands of dollars worth of funnels just that you can access for free. So they don't only get that, but I've written entire email sequences for all of those funnels. So each sequence usually has 3 to 5 emails, sometimes more. So like a webinar email sequence might have 10 emails with reminders and show up and attendance emails. So I've already gone through, written those emails, which they'll get as well part of the funnel, and then they'll get lead magnet for free. So they can actually give a lead magnet an opt-in bribe, which I've already created for them. And then they'll get free blog post links to how to actually build traffic in the traffic they want to use. So if they want Facebook ads, they'll click Facebook ads, and that's what they'll do. So that'll be at stephenesketsis.com/funnel-builder. And that's going to be launching. It's probably already launched by the time this is live. So you can go check that out and see how that works and go claim your free funnel. But that's one really cool thing I'm looking forward to in 2016, which I'm very excited about. But stuff like that, I mean, that's sort of where I sort of come in and I'm like, well, hang on a minute. What's the point? What's the problem everyone's facing? They just start with a funnel and they've got to go build it themselves. Well, how about I just give them one for free and then they can start playing around with the template? Because that's how I am. I'm someone who likes to have something already built and then play around with it. And then I sort of understand it and I see how it works. And I like having something templated already there. So I thought, why don't I do that for a whole lot of people now using the program? And that'll be a really good way for me to introduce them to the software while also them growing their business 1 foot above everybody else who's just starting from scratch.
Oh, I love that. So you're getting an affiliate commission if they sign up for ClickFunnels. And then how else are you monetizing that?
So for me, it's more just building relationship. I mean, I could charge for that really easily as well. So if someone wanted to build a funnel, I could actually charge. But I'd rather just give it to them for free because, number one, it helps me build my email list and my relationship with that person. And number two, obviously the affiliate commission is great. That'll be a nice bonus there as well. So those are the two main ways I'll probably, I guess, monetize it, if that's what we want to call it. But it's more just, I guess, to build that relationship with the people and show them that, hey, this is how to build a real funnel. This is all the resource you can get. I mean, like, this is pretty much the whole package you can give someone to start working with a sales funnel. It's pretty pretty hard to go any more above and beyond to get someone started with a funnel, aside from giving them the whole package and just saying, look, tear it apart, play around with it. You've got now all the guides. You've got a real working funnel. You've got everything you need. Now it's just a matter of going, play around with it, And for them, that's completely free as well. So they haven't paid anything really aside from using ClickFunnels, which obviously you need if you want to build a sales funnel.
No, I think that's just absolutely fantastic. It goes back to the reality as far as you have to provide value first. There's so many other people out there who are just trying to make a quick buck. But if you can provide real serious value to someone, they're going to go, I'll follow that person anywhere. I know obviously Russell's built his business that way. You've built your business. Everyone I talk to, any smart business owner, it's providing so much value to them that the person comes to the decision that obviously if I'm going to do any business with anybody, I'm going to do it with you. So great job. I absolutely love that idea as far as going out and creating the funnels in advance, spending the time and making them actually work, and then going ahead and providing those to people for free. Obviously, they're going to come back to you, whether it's for coaching or whatever else they might need. So I think it's a brilliant idea. That's really cool.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. I'm looking forward to seeing how it goes. And I guess once it launches, and like it hasn't launched yet, so but maybe by the time this is out, it will have launched. So it'll be exciting, and hopefully I'll have some news and I can give you some reports on how it's going, and maybe we can do an update or a follow-up with that. But yeah, it should be exciting.
Yeah, we definitely will have to do an update on that one for sure. That'll be really – I love seeing that kind of stuff. So tell me about some of the other funnels. I know you've done a lot of webinar funnels. You've done obviously a lot of free for shipping type of things or tripwire things. What type of funnels do you like working with? What ones do you find you're spending most time on? And what are the things you enjoy and what's working for you?
Yeah, so my favorite funnel, I think, to start building is a free plus shipping funnel. I just really love building them because you've got a whole lot of different things. So you've got like a two-step order form you can use, which usually increase opt-in rates. You've got an order bump, which Russell, I think, was the first one that invented it. That's where I found it first, and that was really exciting because that adds more money to your bottom line, and it's just so much going on. So you've got instant upsells. But I think the favorite part is that you can use it in any industry. All you need is a little product, front-end product that you're literally giving away for free. All they do is cover the shipping and handling, and then you're good to go. And I think because sometimes, like, I'm in the shops, I'm walking around, and I'll see a product for maybe $5 or $10. I'm like, man, that would make an awesome free plus shipping funnel. It's just so cool. And then all you got to do is find your industry and start building it out from there. It's funny. I was in Hong Kong recently, and I was walking through a shop called Daiso. And what this shop is everything in the shop is $2.80. Everything in the shop is $2.80. So, like, it's one of those, it's kind of like those Chinese cheapy $2 shops. I don't know if you guys have them in the States, but we've got a whole lot here in Australia, and in Hong Kong they had one as well. And I was just walking through, and I, no joke, brought my phone out, started taking photos of everything on the shelves, and I'm like, all right, that's going to be a free plus shipping funnel. That's going to be a free plus shipping funnel. Front end offer, front end offer, front end offer. And
awesome.
They all do really well because when you've got these sort of price points, like over there, I could literally go to the shops, buy like 100 of these things for $2.80 and then start selling them for $9.90 shipping and just give them away for free. And I'm already in the green. And some of these were really cool. Like there were things in the pet niche. So for example, giving away a free pet toy and all I do is cover shipping and handling, $9.90. And that way you can be profitable straight off the bat and then do an upsell, who knows, to like a maybe a pet training course or maybe sell another pet product that's a bit more expensive or an order bump on getting three of them for another $5 or something like that. I don't know. But that's what I really love about funnel building is that you can literally just go into a store and say, look, what are we going to build a funnel? Like a funnel is just anything you want it to be. So I think free plus shipping funnel is one type of funnel I really like doing. Webinar funnels can be very profitable if you're doing high ticket as well. So I was working with a client a while ago who did some, what was he doing? He was running a webinar on a supplement he was selling. So what he did, he'd run the webinar, provide value for about an hour and a half on fat loss, and then he would sell his supplement on fat loss. So he'd say, well, look, I take two of these a day or two pills of these a day, and you can buy this for $69 a month and order it like that on a subscription or something like that. And what happened was I helped him build his sales funnel out and, yeah, saw fantastic results. And the funny thing is with webinars is you get a conversion rate live, but you'll also get a conversion rate on the replays if you do them well too. So once you send it out to people that didn't turn up, you can also sell the people who watched the replay. And it's just really interesting. I find it fascinating how it's evolved so much in the industry over the last couple of years that a webinar was once used as an educational tool has now been such a successful selling tool. So I think that they're just a great way to start selling. I know ClickFunnels use them. I know a lot of other software businesses use it. And you can use it for whether it's a physical product, digital product, coaching, consulting, whatever it might be. I know even services and agencies use it where they sell straight to a one-on-one call. So you can use it for a whole lot of variety of ways. And that's a really cool thing, again, with funnels, is you can customize it, play around with it to make it suit your business.
I think it's great. Tell me, what are some of the stats you guys were seeing on the replays? Do you double up on the replays, or how much?
I think we saw about 1.5 times what we saw live, if that makes sense. So I think we saw pretty good results. So we sold, I think it was around 10% of the audience live, and I think we sold almost 15 on the replay, which was really exciting. So it did very well. It was a very profitable funnel because it was either, I think, what was the offer? I think it was like $67 a month, or it was like $597 as a yearly payment or a 3-month payment or something like that. So they had two separate offers. So like a couple of tips for webinars, if people are running them, is make sure you add some scarcity in there. You definitely need scarcity. So whether that's a fast action bonus where you might have a timer on the screen at the end of the webinar for 5 minutes saying, all right, whoever purchases right now is going to receive this, this, and this. And you literally have the timer on the screen and you could be doing Q&A while that timer is going down. And you just see on your other screen on the monitor that's not running the webinar, all the orders just start flowing in. And that's a fantastic feeling. When you start seeing that, then you can start seeing like people just buying. Meanwhile, you're sitting here and just doing a Q&A, answering questions. So it's pretty exciting.
I love that. So tell me, how are you driving traffic these days to all of your funnels?
So traffic, there's two different ways you can drive traffic, really. I mean, you can go paid or you can go non-paid. And the way I see it is, depending on if you've got the budget, I think paid's a great option because you can scale it out really well. But if you don't have the budget, then obviously you should look into content marketing, which we spoke about earlier. Usually it comes down to two things. You've either got money or you've got time. So you either don't have a lot of money, which means you have to use your time, or you do have a lot of money and you want to save your time and make sure you become more productive. So with me, it transitioned from doing a whole lot more with my time because I didn't have as much money at the beginning. And now that I've started, got more money, I can spend more money on my paid advertising. So at the moment, Facebook ads is my favorite platform for driving traffic. That's just because that's the one traffic source I actually learned and I went through and I know back to front. And it's got fantastic targeting capabilities. So I can really show an ad to someone that's interested in Russell Brunson and Ryan Dice. So if someone that's interested in, say, for example, those two internet marketers, you'd think that they'd be interested in internet marketing blog posts or internet marketing webinars or how to grow their business, because these two are hardcore direct response online marketing guys, and people who follow them are likely to be hardcore direct response followers. So they're the sort of ways you can put your ad in front of the right people. It's all about targeting. So you really want to make sure you've got your target demographic right, and then you've got a solid offer. So if you can get your offer and your target right, then you've got a winning combination right there.
I love that. That's fantastic. So tell me, what other types of things would you like to tell everyone before we wrap things up here?
Look, I think on the affiliate marketing side, it's really just thinking outside the box. That's probably the biggest takeaway I had in 2015, is people don't want the same stuff they see all the time. They don't want to read the same blog post. They don't want to read the same reviews. They don't want to read this, that, and the same ads during the same webinars. They really want something different. So don't be afraid to sort of get creative. Have a look at what other industries are doing. You might look at like a health industry, or I don't know, it might be dancing. You go to an opera. You go, like I was, just through a shopping center, and it inspires you to get a few ideas and you just start jotting them down. That's the best way to start getting some fresh ideas and start writing, whether it's your content marketing or your affiliate marketing. It's really sort of bringing those outside ideas into your business. I think that'll do really well for 2016 and getting fresh. And I think building that relationship with your audience and your readers is important as well. So all about that relationship building and building that rapport.
Love it. Well, again, thank you so much for your time today, Stephen. Love having you on the call, and we definitely will be following up with you. We're looking forward to seeing how your free funnel building software is going to come and all the type of how fast you grow your list here in 2016.
Sounds good. I'll make sure to report back.
Thanks, Stephen. Talk to you soon.
Bye.